What about the accent data presented at the ASCO meeting with the stage 2 versus stage 3?
Yes.
And I'll ask you the same question in terms of rectal and colon. Mm-hmm. Do you think that stage 2 and stage 3 kind of biologically is similar tissue, and that, you know, maybe there's just a little bit of different mix in terms of, I guess, stage of diagnosis? Or do you think biologically maybe they're different, which is sort of what I was taking away from your talk?
Yes. Well, the accent database,
which
of course,
is a very anti-NSABP kind of thought, too.
Oh, we've got open minds in the NSABP, believe me.
But can you kind of summarize what you showed there and what you think it meant?
Yeah, well, the accent database resulted from clinical data from 18 adjuvant therapy studies in stage 2 and 3 colon cancer performed in North America and Europe. Over 20,000 patients involved in this data set. Dan Sargent is the coordinating statistician at the Mayo Clinic. And what we did is we wanted to determine if the characteristics of the primary tumor might predict the behavior of the cancer when it recurred months or years later. And so
I was trying to think if I've even seen that done in any tumor, like breast cancer, for example.
I'm not sure.
I don't think I've seen it. I thought it was like when I saw that, I was like, whoa, I don't think I've seen that before.
Yeah, and so why would you expect the behavior of metastatic disease to have anything to do with a primary tumor that had been removed years before? But in fact, there were two factors that turned out to be very prognostic as to how the tumor would behave at the time of recurrence based on characteristics of the primary tumor. And one of these was stage. Patients that had stage 2 primary colon cancer removed had a much more indolent natural history when the cancer came back years later than did patients with stage 3. So the node positive patients, even though all the cancer was resected, had disease that had a more rapid natural history when the patients recurred. Now, what are the possibilities? And we can see a couple of possibilities to explain that. One is that there's a difference in the biology of stage 2 versus stage 3 disease. If that were the case, you should be able to examine the stage 2 and 3 patients with a molecular analysis and see a different pattern. We haven't. We haven't seen a different pattern between the stage 2 and the stage 3 patients.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
That is interesting.
The other...
makes sense, though.
Well, that's to us.
So far, to me, it makes sense. But then how do you explain what's going on?
Perhaps what we're seeing is that patients with stage 3 disease are further along in the natural history of their disease at the time of diagnosis.
Right. Yeah, sure. Even though they're NED, there's more microscopic tumor.
There may be more microscopic
disease. I like that
disease,
one. That's good.
Which may
that makes
be
sense.
The explanation. But the results are profound. In fact, the difference in median survival from the time of diagnosis of metastatic disease, whether you were earlier stage 2 or stage 3, the difference was 5.7 months,
That's
more
a lot.
Than the differences in any therapeutic regimen in any phase 3 trial of chemotherapeutic agents in this disease.
So are you saying it's kind of a lead time bias?
No.
You know, that you're diagnosed, in other words, they have less tumor bulk at that point. I mean, I don't know if that's the right term, but
yes, I don't think
that
it's
you're
really
making a diagnosis earlier in the natural history of the disease.
Exactly.
Even though you make them NED, they're really not created equally. There's more microscopic disease.
That might be the explanation. It's speculation, but it could explain the data. The other factor was how long it took for the original cancer to come back. And so if the tumor came back very quickly within the first year, the prognosis was very poor. Very aggressive disease. On the other hand, if the tumor came back 4 or 5 years later, the course tended to be more indolent, and that's something that I think clinically that we've appreciated or seen in our practices for many years.